Last time we began discussing the details of chatzitza, the fact that the halacha Moshe Sinai tells us that rubo hamashbi is considered a problem of chatzitza. We discussed the halacha Rishonim. What would we have assumed if not for the halacha Moshe Sinai? Does the halacha Moshe Sinai come to be machmer meko? And then neither rabbanon, neither seira, even a rov she'ena machmer or mita machmer is also considered to be a chatzitza. And mikra din. If it's a Mia She'ena Makir, that's not a problem of Chatzitza. The Ramah nevertheless says, at least the standard way of understanding the Ramah, is that we're Machmir on that as well, at least L'chachila. Okay, now when we talk about Makbid, we also discussed last time two presentations to Rashi as to the nature of Makbid. When we talk about Makbid, do we look at the individual in question? Do we look at the broader community? And what happens if there's a clash between the kapeda of the individual and the kapeda of the community at large? So that, the Beis Yossi points out, is a machlokas rishon, a machlokas between the Rashba in the Torah Sabayis and the Rambam. The Torah paskins that if you have something that the Derech Ha'olam is to be makbid on, even if this individual woman is not makpedish herself, then we say Bala Daita is a Kaladam. So if you have something which most people would consider to be Kepeda, even if she herself is not Makbid, we don't take into consideration her feelings. We say Bala Daita is a Kaladam, and as long as most people would view this the Kepeda, it would be considered Makbid as far as Chatzis is concerned. So that's the position of the Rashba in Torah Sabayis, which is quoted by the Tor, that's what's reflected by the Tor himself. What happens if you have the other situation? Rove people are not makped, but this individual herself is makpedes. So the Beis Yosef understands that according to the Rambam, you have to be machmer in that as well. What's the Rambam? The Rambam in the close, Perek Beis, Halacha Tesvav. The Rambam in the close, Perek Beis, Halacha Tesvav, writes as follows. Quoted this halacha last time for a different reason. Shtei sa'aros o yeser shayu kishurin ka'achas kesher echad einan chotzeh v'nesha mayim ba'am behem sa'ara achas shenikshara chotzeses v'hu shiye makbid. If you have a single hair that is knotted, that's considered a chatzitza as long as the woman herself is makbedes. The Beis Yosef understands a single hair is not something that most people would be makbid about. Nevertheless, the Rambam says if the woman herself is makpedes, that would be considered a chatzitza. So you see, according to the Rambam, that even if most people would not view something bikapeda, but the individual herself is makpedes, that's enough to make it makbid and to constitute a chatzitza. But parenthetically, that's how the Rambam understood the Gemara, our Gemara in Samach Vav, the Gemara in Sukkah Davav. What's the case in the Gemara of Sara Achas? So the Rambam understood the case of Sara Achas that the Gemara speaks about, which is a chatzitza, Nima Achas Keshura. So the Rambam understood Nima Achas Keshura means, kipshuto, a single hair that's knotted constitutes a chatzitza. And that's why the Beis Yosef thinks, according to the Rambam, even if most people aren't makbid, if she herself is makbedes, that would constitute a chatzitza. The Ritva there in Sukkah understands otherwise. The Ritva understands that Nima Achas Keshura doesn't mean a single hair that is knotted, but rather lashon haritva nimin harbe kol achas kashur ba'atzma levada chotzeses. We're talking about multiple hairs, many hairs. Each one has a single knot. Okay, be that as may, the way the Beis Yosef presents the Rambam, even if a woman herself is the only one who's makpedes, everyone else is not, that still constitutes kapeda as far as chatzitza. Rabbi Morgenstern thinks that the Ramban sends away also. Pische Das, Chelek Aleph, page Shin Kafes. Chelek Aleph, page Shin Kafes points out the Ramban in Hilchos Nida, Perek Tes Halacha Yugimel. The Ramban in Hilchos Nida, Perek Tes Halacha Yugimel. The Ramban writes, Afilu Koshin Hu Chotzeis B'Tfila, that even a minimal amount, a minimal substance can constitute a chatzitza, kesar. So she has some dough or some tar or some dry blood. Afila kipa kachardal, even if it's dropped like a mustard seed, in makadas aleha, v'darka lahavira, lo also la tefila. If she's makbid on it, and it's something that she would normally remove, the tefila doesn't count. So that sounds like, again, a tiny thing, a kipa kachardal, most people would presumably not be makbid on, but if she is makadas, that's enough to render it a chatzitza. Okay, so again, according to the Rashba that the Torah reflects, if you have something which most people are makud on, even if she's not makud, we say baladaito esel kol adam. If you have most people not makud, she is makud. So Rashba sounds like that's not a chatzitza. The Rambam, the way the Beis Yosef understands, sounds like that is a chatzitza. Now, the Beis Yosef points out, he's not sure whether the Rambam, according to the Beis Yosef, is clear that if she is makbid and other people are not makbid, that does constitute a chatzitza. What about if she's not makbid and other people are? So the Rashba said, Bala daito eitzel kol adam. What about the Rambam? According to the Rashba, it sounds like we follow everyone else, bein l'kula, bein l'chumra. So if most people are makbid, it doesn't make a difference what she herself is makbid on. If most people are makbid, ba'la daito isa kol adam. And even if she's makbid, if other people are not makbid, according to the Rashba, that's not a chatzitza. According to the Rambam, the Beis Yosef understands, that would be a chatzitza. What about the first case, where she is not makbid, and other people are makbid? So that the Rambam isn't so clear about, the Beis Yosef isn't sure what the Shitas Rambam would be. Look at the Sidrei Torah. The Sidrei Torah of Katan Hey attempts to prove that according to the Rambam, we follow her even Lakula. That we don't say Baladaito Eitzel Ko Adam according to the Rambam. So in Shulchan Aruch, let's see what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Sif Aleph, Tzvicha Shetipo Kol Gufa Bepam Achas, Lefika Tzara Shelo Yeh Allah Hashem Darachot, Tzeis Afilu Kol Shehu, Im derech b'nei adam l'famim l'hakbid alav chotzeis afilu im eina makpedas l'avatas. That's the Rashba. That if most people are makbid, even if she's not makbid, that's considered a chatzitza baladaito eitzel kol adam. What about the other case? What about where she is makpedas and other people are not makbid? So that the Shulchan Aruch doesn't directly address. You look in the Tas of Kach and Gimel, Taz right, the Beis Yosef nistapek im shar b'nei adam ein makpidim zu makpedes. Right, the Beis Yosef was unclear. How do we assume there lehalacha? What do you say within the Rambam? Other people are makpid and she is makpedes. Kasa darki Moshe b'Mordechai kasa behedya shachotzeis. Darki Moshe quotes the Mordechai that is considered a chatzitza. Again, a case where other people are not makpid, she is makpedes. What's this Mordechai? So take a look in the Shas of Katan Yudalid, a little bit later on. In the Shas of Katan Yudalid, says that it's Mordechai quoted in the Ramon under Sif Yudalid. Mechaber of Sif Yudalid, Tid Hayavan v'Tid Hayotzrim v'Tid Durachim v'Nimsa Sham Tamid Afilu B'Masachama Kol Eilu Chotzesim V'Shar Kol Atik K'Shulach Eilu Chotzes Sharehu Nimcha V'Mayim K'Shuyavish Chotzes. So different types of tit. Some types of tit are always going to be chasitza. Some depend on whether they're moist or dry. And the Ramah adds, "Miu im himakpedes afilu bedaber lachosis." If it's moist it, if she's makpid, even if it's moist, it's going to be chotzes. So that's this Mordechai, that even if most people are not makpid on such a thing, if she herself is makpedes, that's going to constitute a chatzitza. So we assume that chatzitza is a problem in either direction. If it's rov olam would be makpid, even if she's not makpedes, we say bala daito esa kol adam. And if she is makpedes, even if most people are not, that would be a chatzitza as well. There's a comment of the Raivid in the Bali Nefesh, Shara Tfila Perik Beis Osvav. Shara Tfila Perik Beis Osvav, the Raivid writes as follows. V'i kashalach chute tzemer, chute pishtan, v'ritzua shabarashe abonos, amai chosetzin. So that's what we have here in Sif Beis in Shulchan Aruch, based on the Mishnah beginning of Bamei Isha Yosen Shabbos Daf Min Zayin. So these types of strands, strands of tzemer, pishtan, ritsuos, that are tied around the hair, are considered a chatzitza. So the rabbi says, why is that so? Halo mi'uto she'en ha-makbidhu. Isn't it a mi'ut she'en ha-makbidhu? It's only a minority part of the body, or minority part of the hair, if you go like the go'on and then look at the hair separately, and it's a makbidhu. So why are these things a chatzitza? Says the Raya, lo, makpedesi. It's considered makped. Delo tema kol she'eno makped ala b'shas ha-tvila. When we define makped, we're not only talking about whether a woman is makpedes at the time of the tvila. Ela im takped ala sha'achas davar ha-makped ala hu. As long as she has a kped at some point. Even if it's not at the time of the tefillah, but at some point she has a kapeda either to remove it or she doesn't want it there. She efshir shelo tavir osami al rosha b'shasha chotefes as rosha, because there are times that she's definitely not going to want these strands in her hair. So there are times where she's not kedes and she doesn't want it there. V'chena tabas sheliyada he efshir shelo tavirenu b'shasha lisha o b'shasha he ofa v'vashelas. Similarly, a ring that she has on her finger, even though when she goes to the mikvah, she couldn't care less whether the ring's on her finger or not. So she's not makpedes at the time that she goes to the mikvah. But there are times in life, times in normal day-to-day living, that a woman doesn't want the ring on her finger. When she's kneading dough, she doesn't want a ring on her finger. When she's cooking or baking, she doesn't want a ring on her finger. So as long as there are times where a woman is makpedes that the ring should not be on her finger, that constitutes a chatzitza. That's considered to be makpid, even if at the time of tefillah per se, she couldn't care whether it's there or not. Okay, so the Raya says that we define kepeda not only based on the moment of tefillah, but in any other time in the course of a person's normal routine. Okay, so this is reflected lahalacha in what the Piskei Teshuvah quotes here in Sifkatan Aleph from the Teshuvah Zichron Yosef. We mentioned the Zichron Yosef last time for a different reason. But take a look at the Piskei Teshuvah in Sifkatan Aleph. Mashakasa v'shulchan aruch afilu eina makpedes alav ata ein perusho elo shemakpedes alav l'basov l'zman rachok. It doesn't mean that we define kepeda or the lack of kepeda based on only if she's not going to be makbid for a whole length of time. El peirusho she'ena makpedes ata b'shas tefila mikol makom makpedes b'yamin shekodem ula'achar ha'tefila. So even if she is going to be makpedes at some point, that's considered kepeda. And therefore, going backwards in Piskei Teshuvah, he quotes from this Zichron Yosef, B'tabas mehudekes be'etzba, if you have a ring that adheres to the finger, chotzeis, that constitutes a chatzitza mishum, the mitzirah so b'shas lisha, as the Raivid says, that when she needs dough, she's going to remove the ring. So even though 95% of the time the ring's on her and she couldn't care less whether it's there or not, because there are times in her life, in normal course of events, that she's going to remove the ring, That's considered makpedes, and that would constitute a chatzisa. Okay, what's shot in this Zichron Yosef, in this definition of kepeda? Rav Moshe explains, chelik aleph simen tzadites anaf aleph. Chelik aleph simen tzadites anaf aleph. Rav Moshe there is talking about temporary fillings, temporary dental fillings. So, sorry, Benji?
No, I'm sorry, I was saying it's a very big shula.
You mean long?
Yeah.
Okay. So, my interest now is not the actual context, we'll get to that down the road. But what he presents there is the rationale behind the Zirchen Yosef. So he explains that why is it the fact that a woman would remove a ring for kneading makes it considered a kepeda, because in theory, at any point, it's possible that she may decide to knead. She may decide to knead, though. She may be in a situation at just about any point where she would have reason to remove the ring. As opposed to, if you have a situation where she would have no reason to remove the ring for a very long time, even though she foresees a point down the road where she would have to remove the ring, that maybe would not constitute a chatzisa. So that's the context of the temporary filling. Even though you know that a month down the road you're going to have to remove it, but there's no reason in the world that you would remove it for the next month, that could be different than the ring, where theoretically you could remove it at any point. You need to remove it at any point in order to be lash. Piskei Shuvin Sifchat and Tazayin quotes a Nod of Yehuda and a Chasam Sofer about the following. A woman who has some kind of tabas, a wax tabas that's inserted in the prosdar for some medical reason. The Nod of Yehuda and the Chasam Sofer discuss whether that's considered to be a chatzisa. So the Nod of Yehuda writes, that if a woman is going to need to remove the tabas from the prosdor in order to perform bedikos, as she will, then the fact that there are times where she needs to remove it makes it considered a chatzisa, that's considered makpedes. And the Chasam Sofer writes, the Chasam Sofer fundamentally agrees with another Yehuda, but they disagree about a situation where you wouldn't have to remove it for bedikas, but you would have to remove it during childbirth. So according to the Chasam Sofer, if the only time you have to remove it is during childbirth, that's not considered kepeda, but he would agree with the note, and another Yehuda argues even at that point. But they both agree that if you have to remove it for bedikos, that would be considered a kepeda. So Rav Moshe says, at first glance, the Nod Yehuda and the Chasam Sofer seem to be against the Zichron Yosef. Zichron Yosef says, the way Rav Moshe analyzed it, that where there's a possibility you have to remove it at any point, you could theoretically decide to knead your dough at any point, that's considered kepeda, as opposed to the Nod Yehuda's case. The only time you have to remove is to do bedikas. So you know you're not going to have to do bedikas for another 3 weeks. That's a finite time down the road where Rav Moshe says, according to Zichron Yosef, if it should follow, that's not considered to be kepeda. Then he says, maybe it's not really so different. Because even in the case of bedikas, theoretically, a woman could become tamei at any time. Even if she has a ves kavua, she could have an unexpected riya, and she could have a need to do a hefek tara almost at any point. So maybe that is really analogous to the case of the ring. Just like you could theoretically have to remove the ring to knead the dough at any point, you could theoretically have a need to perform a hefsek tara or do bedikas at any point as well. So maybe there isn't a fundamental difference between the Zichron Yosef and the Nod of Yehuda. But Rav Moshe analyzes this in the context of his tshuva of temporary fillings. The temporary fillings, he thinks, would be different may be different than the Zechon Yosef's case, where the only need to remove it would be at a finite point down the road. The actual context of that we'll get back to when we talk about dental issues in Chatzitza a little bit further down the road. Okay. Take a look at the Gemara in Shabbos at the beginning of Perek Ma'isha Daf Nun Zayin Amud Aleph. The mission that we just alluded to says, "Bemeisha Yosef Eina Yosef." Here we're talking about what constitutes Hatsa'a on Shabbos. La'teisa Isha Lo B'chutei Tzemer V'Lo B'chutei Pishin V'Lo B'Ritzuos Shavirosha V'Chulei. Before the B'Chulei, V'Lo Tipo B'Hen Atche Terafim. You shouldn't be tovel with them until you loosen them up. Okay, the Gemara says, "Tefila man the karshna." Who's talking about tefila here? This is Masechta Shabbos after all. Amar v'nachem yisrael kamer rabbi v'maravua matam kamer matam loteitze isha lo b'chut yisem v'lo b'chut yepishdan v'neisha amru chachamim b'chol lotifel behem atchet terafim v'kevin the b'chol lotifel behem atchet terafim v'shabbos loteitze yom mitzrayim latefila shal mitzvah v'shari lehu v'asi lasinu dalet amos v'shus harav. The Gemara assumes that there is an affinity between what constitutes a chatzitza and what constitutes a prohibited hosa'ah. So that which would be chatzitza in Hilchos Tevila is also going to be an iser hosa'ah on Shabbos, because we're concerned if it may be chotzeis for Tevila, then you may come to take it off if you're on the way to the mikvah on Shabbos. So the Gemara assumes, Shana the Mishnah is, whatever constitutes a chatzitza in Hilchos Tevila would also create an Isser Hotzah on Shabbos. Okay, now the Gemara asks, Ba'amine Rav Kahana Mirav Techi Chalilta Mai. What's the din of Techi Chalilta? What is Techi Chalilta? Here the Gemara is asking in the Hotzah context. Rashi says, Sharsharos Shalchutin Chalulos Ve'agulos. So some chains made out of string that are hollow and rounded, that you would braid into your hair. So does that constitute a hotzah problem? And as the Gemara just established, there's an affinity between, or a correspondence, between that which constitutes a hotzah problem and that which would constitute a chatzitza in Hilchos Tefillah. So Amar Lei, Arika Amar, are you asking about something woven? Koshu Arig Lo Gazru. Anything that is woven, there's no gezerah on hotza'ah, because there's no chatzitza in Hilchos Tefillah. Okay, so the Gemara's first tirus is that there's no problem of hotza'ah slash chatzitza if you have something that is woven. Imr nami, amr afuna b'reidu Rav Yeshua, koshu arv l'gazer. Okay, b'ikad amri, second lashon of Gemara, amr afuna b'reidu Rav Yeshua, chazina l'achvasi, Delo Kaptan Alayu. That we see that people were not makbid on these kinds of ritzuos, these kinds of sharsharos, these kinds of chains. So the first aris of the Gemara is anything that is arig, anything that's woven, doesn't constitute a chatzitza. Why? Says Rashi, Delo Masi Laduke Shaper, because it's not tight. It doesn't adhere so well to the body, it's loose. And then the second type of the Gemara is that, no, it's a function of Kepeda. Gemara asks, Ma'ika ben Haklishna ben Haklishna. What's an afkaminu to the two Lashonos? Is it that because it's woven, there's no chatzitza, or because people are makbid? Ika benayu ditanifan. Nafkamina is, if it's dirty or prone to get dirty. Lahanach lishu the amr kolshu arig lo gazer hani nami arug. So according to Lashon, that if it's woven, there's no gzeira. Then bottom line, it's woven even if it's prone to get dirty. Lahanach lishu the amr mishum kpeda came the tanifa makbid kpeda layu. If the issue is kpeda, well, if it's prone to get dirty, people would be makbid. Okay. So what is the kpeda that we're talking about here? Rashi here presents a machlokus between himself and his rebbeim. Are we talking about a kepeda in Hilchos Chatzitza? Or are we talking about something that has nothing to do with Chatzitza? So Rashi himself, Rav Pshat, as follows. Dibur Maso Hanami Arigu. The Afo Gavdil Inyan Ihaduke Lo Chaisi. So it's not considered to be a chatzitza. Umutaris Lipo Behen, and you're allowed to be Tovel wearing these chains. Hilgachani came to Mitanfi Mikmet Kaptan. Shalalias Barosha Mashat Filas, and it Shamai Mimakanes Hatit, Umulachlech Besarim Baliasim in a Tfila. The Afagav the Tatsitz Alohave, the Aili Behumaya, Mio came in the Shafi La Mishim Tinaf Asi Las Nuye, Vasir Lad says, Bahen. The Lish the Kamala Gazir Ella, the Midi, the Chayit, Le Tavilas. According to Rashi himself, we're talking about something which is sufficiently loose. Something which is loose that doesn't adhere to the body is not a problem of chatzitza in Hilchos Tevila. Nevertheless, the Gemara says that you're makbid not to let it get dirty. So, according to that lashon in the Gemara, as far as Hilchos Hosa is concerned, if you're makbid not to let it get dirty, then you're not allowed to wear it on Shabbos because you're worried you may come to a situation where it might get dirty, you may take it off on Shabbos when you're walking outside, right? So even though in Hilchos, here there's a split, even though in Hilchos Chatzitza, Hilchos Tefila doesn't constitute a Chatzitza, but where we're concerned that it may come to get dirty, you're not allowed to carry it outside on Shabbos anyway. So according to Rashi himself, when the Gemara says, the second lashon of the Gemara, that people are not makbid. Not makbid means not makbid to, if it's going to get dirty, but that has nothing to do with Hilchos Chatzitza. So the nafkamina of the Gemara of Mitanfan is if it's something that is going to get, people are concerned if it's going to get dirty. So according to the Lashon of Arig, that anything that's woven, there's no chatzitza, and there's no research on Shabbos, bottom line, it's woven, even if it's going to get dirty. According to the Lashon of Kepeda, normally people aren't makbid, and therefore there's no chatzitza, there's no iser hotzah. However, if it's going to get dirty, so even though, because it's loose, there's no problem with chatzitza and echot tefila, but because you're worried, you may come to take it off, so it shouldn't get dirty, there's going to be an iser hotzah on Shabbos. Okay? Good. That's Rashi himself. And then Rashi quotes his Rebbeim, who had a different shot. Even if it's Eina Mehuduk, even if it's loose, it doesn't adhere to the body, there still could be a problem of Chatzitza. If it's something that you're worried is going to get dirty, it still could constitute a Chatzitza. Okay, so if it's something that you wouldn't leave on your body when you're concerned about it getting dirty, even if it's loose, that would still be a chatzitza, even in Hilchos Chatzitza. According to Rav Osef Shel Rashi, you have a machlokas here in the Gemara between the two Lashonos as to whether if something's loose, may that still constitute a chatzitza. Right? But according to the Lashon of Arig, we're concerned about whether it's woven or not. So even if you're makbid that it shouldn't get dirty, it's still not a chatzitza. And according to the second Lashon, if you're makbid it shouldn't get dirty, it's going to be a chatzitza even if it is loose. Okay? So according to Rav Osef Shel Rashi, the two Lashonos of Gemara argue as to whether there's a potential problem of chatzitza, even if something is loose. According to Rashi himself, now Evan agrees that if something's loose, there's no problem of chatzitza. My focus is whether we're still gozer hutzah in a situation of shema yislachlech, where we're worried, are we worried, that you may come to remove it if it's going to get dirty, and that would be a hutzah problem. Okay, so far so good. Yeah. The tour, so the Gemara of Nafkamin again, is Mitanfan if it gets dirty. The tour adds a word based on a day in the Rosh year. The Rosh is in Paragav, 7 days in Shabbos. The tour has Ubilvad Shaloyu Muzhavin Loyu Mitunafin. That these do not constitute chatzitza as long as they're not gold or prone to get dirty. So mitunafin, that's what we just explained based on Rashi, prone to get dirty. Where does muzhavin come from? Gold. So that's a lashon in the Rosh in Shabbos, Perek Vav, Siman Beis, that if something is gold, if these chains are gold, it would constitute a chatzitza. So that's like Rav Yosef Sharashi, that if you have something valuable, something that you would be makbid, it shouldn't get dirty because it's gold, or you shouldn't just leave it around, then that could constitute a chatzitza even if it's theoretically loose. Okay? That's how the Beis Yosef understood the Torah's lashon of mutzavim. The Prisha in Ozayin has a different shot of mutzavim. The Prisha says, no, nothing to do with chatzitza, nothing to do with the Bosar Shel Rashi, just a practical concern that if you have something that's valuable, then because you don't want it to get ruined or you don't want something to happen to it, you're not going to be tovel properly. You're going to be so self-conscious not to get the golden chain ruined that you're not going to do tevila properly. So it's not a chatzitza per se, says the Prisha. It's just we're concerned that if you have something valuable, you're not going to be as careful about doing the chatzitza properly. Okay, how does this reflect lehalacha? Take a look back in Shulchan Aruch here, beginning of Sif Gimel. So if the strings referenced in the Mishnah Shabbos we just read, the Sif Beis, are hollow, made out of netting, then that doesn't constitute a chatzitza. Sif Dalet, chute seyar einam chotzitzim. If you have strings made out of hair, that doesn't constitute a chatzitza. So these are all eina luhudak. These are not, they don't adhere, they're loose. Says Rambam, the im hayu muzhavos, but if they're golden, chotzitzin, then they do constitute a chatzitza. The makpedes aleim shelo titanfein, because a woman is makpedes, that they shouldn't get dirty. V'chein, im hayu mitunafin tchila, or if they're already dirty, then you're makbid that they shouldn't get you dirty. The chotzitzin. So either muzhavos or mitunafim would constitute a chatzitza. So that's this line in the Torah that we had just read. So this Ramah seems to be reflecting the Rabbos of Shel Rashi, that even if you have something that is eina mehudak, even if something is loose, but you're going to be makbid, it's valuable, or you don't want it to get it dirty, so even if it's loose, it could constitute a chatzitza. Right? According to the Mechaber, and Mechaber may not mention this, the Mechaber just talks about the chutin that are maise reshes, not being a chatzitza because it's eino mehudak, because it's loose. And the Ramah adds this detail about mitzavos and mitzunafos, which sounds like being based on the Rav Yosef Shel Rashi, that even if it's loose and the water can get underneath, it doesn't adhere to the body, it's still a chatzitza where you're makbid that it shouldn't get dirty or nothing should happen to it. Sidrei Torah is bothered by the following. Sidrei Torah in Sifkatan Yud Gimel, the Pesach Shuvah quotes this a little bit in Sifkatan Dalet. This chetshuva is in Sifkatan Yud Gimel. So he's bothered by this Ramah. This Ramah here, as we said, seems to reflect Rabosav Shal Rashi, that even if you have something that is Eina Muhuda, something that's loose, it could still constitute the Chatzitza. The Siddur Tara says that there seem to be two other halakas in the Siman that run counter to this approach. So take a look, for example, in Seif Memvav. The Machaber writes in Seif Memvav, based on the Gemara in Beitza and Daf Yafes, Nida Shetavla Bibigadeha Mutaris Labayla. So if a woman goes to the mikvah wearing clothing, wearing loose-fitting clothing, that tefillah is a valid tefillah. Right, look at the shachar, sukkotin, and vav. Near a daka, ba'osan, v'gadin, shein, refui, and all that. We talk about loose clothing. Avalo, ba'osan, shein, v'hudakim, and not clothing that's tight. So don't you see over here, the chaber paskin, based on Gemara and Beisa, that if a woman wears loose-fitting clothing, that doesn't constitute, should do l'chafila, but it doesn't constitute a chatzitza v'di'evet. And the Ramah here doesn't argue. So it sounds like Eina Mehudak, if it's not, doesn't adhere to the body, that does not constitute a chazitza. And yet the Ramah of Musavos seems to be saying that even if it's Eina Mehudak, it could constitute a chazitza. That's one thing here in Shulchan Aruch. Then the Siddur Tara is bothered by the following as well, in Sif Kaf Gimel. Chaver writes in Sif Kaf Gimel, Hashirayim, Hashirim, Anuzamim, Vatavos, Vakatalos, various rings, earrings, nose rings, rings, finger rings. Emhem Rufuyim Einam Chotzitza. Same, if they're loose, they do not constitute the Chotzitza. Emhem Mehudakim Chotzitza. If they're tight, they do. Again, here you see that if something is loose fitting, it doesn't constitute a Chotzitza. The Siddur Tara makes the following suggestion. That what's the Ramah based on in Sif Dalit? That even if you assume that something loose is going to come to the Chatzitza, as per Rabosav Shal Rashi, so even that Rabosav Shal Rashi is only working on a Dirabbanan level. So it's only a chatzitza midirabbana. Presumably because we're worried, in principle, if it's loose, it's not a chatzitza. But you may get confused between something that's loose and something that's less loose. Eina mehudak ata mehudak. So then, midirabbana, we tell you that even something that's loose is going to constitute a chatzitza. But that's only midirabbana. And it's only a problem where a woman is makpedes bishas tevila. So if you have a loose-fitting ring, like Sif Kaf Gimel, so even if she's going to be makpedes when she's kneading dough, but if it's really loose-fitting, as long as she's not makpedes b'shas tefila, that's not going to be a problem, even according to Rabosav Shal Rashi. Rabosav Shal Rashi, only machmir midirabbanan, if the kapeda is Bishas Tevila. So Sif Memvav, where women going to the mikvah wearing clothing, says the Siddur Tara. That's talking about cheap clothing that she's not makbid on, that's loose, and she doesn't care if it gets wet or dirty, bishas tefila. And the ring in the Kaf Gimel is talking about a ring that she doesn't care whether it's on her finger, bishas tefila.
So
yeah.
Like a bathing suit?
Mm-hmm.
Something that is supposed to be getting wet anyway, would that fall under the category?
If it's loose.
Very loose. Loose, yeah.
Okay, now still have to deal with the following, according to the Siddur Torah's approach. The Aruch HaShulchan, by the way, says something similar in Sifta Zayin. Because Rabbi Akiva Eiger, if you look in Sif Kaf Gimel, Rabbi Akiva Eiger is mitzayin the Ramah in Hilchos Netilas Yadayim. I am Shachan Aruch Arachayim, Simon Kusarach Aleph, Shekazav HaRamah, De'ein Anubikiyin Mahu Rafoy. The Ramah says in Hilchos Netilas Yadayim, we're not so expert as to what's considered to be loose or not. The Lashon of Ramah there, Mechaber writes in Sif, in Simon Kuf Samach Aleph Sif Gimel and Arachayim, Kuf Samach Aleph Gimel, Mechaber writes, Sarach Lahasi Ritabasmi Al Yado, V'shach Netilas Yadayim, sorry, the Ramah writes, Sarach Lahasi Ritabasmi Al Yado, V'shach Netilas Yadayim, Afilu Hurafa. So you have to remove rings from your fingers when you wash Netilas Yadayim, even if it's loose. V'afilu Eino Makvid Allah V'shach Netila. Even if you're not makir b'shas netila, hola makir olav b'shas osam lacha shelo yitanfu. As long as you're makir when you're doing other things, that the ring shouldn't get dirty. Even if you're not makir b'shas netila sidayim, it's still a chatzitza. The nog uksas lahakir l'merafoi. Some are makir for netila sidayim if it's loose. Avli yesh lahafmir ki ein anubekiyin eizem mikarafoi. The Rambam says you have to be makir because we don't really know where to draw the line between loose and tight. So the other Ramah seems to say in Hilchos Netilas Yadayim that since we don't know where to draw the line between Rafoi and Eina Rafoi, then you have to be Machmir. And even in a case where you're not Machmir B'Shas Netilas Yadayim, as long as you're Machmir some other time, that would also constitute a Chatzitza. So according to that, Siddur Torah doesn't work out as well. Because the Siddur Torah should have said, or according to the Siddur Torah, the Ramah should have said, well, if it's loose and you're not makir b'shas netilas yadayim, then that doesn't constitute a chatzitza. Yet the Ramah says, we don't know how to distinguish between loose and not loose, so you have to be machmir. So if that's true, then why wasn't the Ramah machmir here in Sifkaf Gimel also by loose rings? That's essentially what the Kvega raises. Be that as it may, the Siddur Torah himself thinks that's a distinction, that if you have something that's loose, that you're not makir on b'shas tefila, it would not come to the chatzitza, even according to Rabbos of Shorashi. And therefore, since bottom line, this is a din derabbanan in his analysis, as long as there's another tzad lahakel, then you can be mako where you have something that's loose. So the Baalei Shulchan writes, for example, in Siman Kuf Ayin, that if you have a loose ring, or let's say you have a pregnant woman whose fingers bloat, and you can't get the ring off, but you where the ring is on the bottom, it's loose, and further up in the finger is bloated, and you can't get the ring off. So if there's no way out, l'chakilu, we obviously always remove the ring. But the Baalei Shulchan suggests, Siman Kuf Ayin, in that situation, since in principle, if we assume like the Siddur Torah, in principle, if you're not makir b'shas tefila and it's rafoi, it wouldn't constitute a chatzitza according to Rabbos of Shorashi. So then, where you're stuck, a shas l'chak in the other situation, you could be mako even if you can't remove the ring. So says Shira Sheva Levi as well. Again, the Siddur Torah's analysis is that according to Rabbi Yosef Shalrashi, we're only talking about a din derabbanan. Even if we're machmir on eina mehudak, even if we're machmir on something that's loose, that would constitute a chatzitza, that's only a din derabbanan. In the Sefer Mereshis Moshe, Simon Kufkaf Beis, he points out that if you read Rashi carefully, it sounds like the Rabbi Yosef Shalrashi talking about a din deraisa. Because the way Rashi quotes Rabbos of Shorashi is as follows. Rabbos of Mefarshin, hach kepe delinim chatzitza, kedekai molan, rubo umakbid alav tzotzitz. So he compares it to rubo makbid. Rubo makbid is a halacha Moshe Mitzina. That's closer to a din deraisa. That's the Iker Hadin concern of Chatzitza on the halacha Moshe Mitzina levels. That sounds like, even if it's Eina Rafi according to Rabosa Sharashi, sorry, Eina Mahudak according to Rabosa Sharashi, even if it's Rafi, even if it's loose, maybe that's a problem even in HaTorah. Why should that be? What would the source for that be? So the Mereshes Moshe points to a Tshuva Zecher Yitzchak. Tshuva Zecher Yitzchak Simen Samach Aleph, who writes that since we learn out Hilchos Tefila from Berachas Es B'Saro B'Mayim, that you have to have your whole body immersed in water. So he says, what do you see from there? That anything called darish ain darko lilbosh the eighth rechitza mishum shemakbid a lot. So anything that you normally wouldn't be wearing when you wash yourself because you're makbid lo mikri yerchatz. So that's not rechatz es b'sarav b'mayim. So if it's something that normally you wouldn't have on your body when you wash yourself, then that would constitute a chatzitza. So maybe that is the svara. That's the basis that even if it is loose, it would still constitute a chatzitza. The first Rebbe Kivager here on Sif Kaf Gimel is Messiah the Tshuvas Hashveitz. Take a look. Kivager on Kaf Gimel. I am the Tshuvas Hashveitz. Kaila Gimel Simon Reish Pei. Shalchiach the Dafka Nizme'ah Chotzitz him. When do we say that a ring that is tight constitutes a chatzitza? That's talking about a nose ring. Aval nizmei ozen ein chatzitzim. But an earring would not constitute a chatzitza. I am the shuvas bach shekasa behebuch the nizmei ozen afilu refuyim chatzitzim. The Bach says, no, that an earring is worse. An earring, even if it's loose, will still constitute a chatzitza. So what's this all about? The Tashbeis himself explains, in that Tshuva that the Kivager quotes, that earrings, people aren't makbid on. It's considered a miyut she'eino makbid. Lo b'shas sheina v'lo b'shas v'chitza. So the Tashbeis presents it that women are not generally makbid to remove earrings, not when they wash themselves, and not when they go to sleep. As opposed to a nose ring, where people are more makbid to remove it. And what does the Bach say? Bach says no. The Bach says that by earrings, there's more of a tirk involved in removing it. And people do remove it. The Bach the Shulchan suggests page Mem Zayin, that even the Tashbeis, who says that earrings are not a chatzitza, so he was, might have been talking about in his time, or maybe the norm was that a woman would have an earring and would never remove it. But nowadays, that the norm is that women have more than one pair of earrings and they remove them a night and put on a different set the next day, then even the Tashbeis could agree that would constitute a chatzitza. Don't say that the Tashbeis is talking about pierced ears and the Bach is not, but the fact that the Bach says that it's a tear can remove it, sounds like he's talking about pierced ears as well. Okay, but his analysis is, it could be Eben would agree, this manenu, that earrings would constitute a hippedum. Okay, then we'll stop here. Next time we'll talk about the din of the Mordechai of Chatzitza B'makom Sakanda, which is quoted briefly by the Ramah here in Se'if Vav. Then we'll go on to talk about scabs, contact lenses. I think I gave you enough marmakamos to get you through the next year, but I'll probably add a few more. Thank you.